All right, we'll turn now to Eastern Europe. Some big international news this morning is that the United States is abandoning plans for a missile defense shield in Poland and the Czech Republic. This is a big deal, and it was a major roadblock in U.S.-Russian relations since the Bush administration, when the Bush administration had pushed ahead with plans for a missile shield in Eastern Europe. We're going to get the very latest on the story, including the first official Russian reaction from this. Joining us from Moscow is BBC Moscow correspondent Richard Galpin. Richard, you've got some Russian official reaction to this, not from the Kremlin itself, but from a leading Russian ambassador. What's he told you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're still waiting, actually, from word from the Kremlin. I think they're waiting for Washington to speak, and it'll be some announcement from President Obama or from Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. But what we've heard is from, as you say, a senior ambassador, a guy called Dmitry Rogozin, who's actually Russia's ambassador to NATO. And he has used these words. You know, he's saying that this is a breakthrough in relations between Washington and Moscow. And as he put it, it removes a niggling problem which had been preventing real work between the two countries. He was, however, also being a little bit cautious, you know, saying that what has been announced does not necessarily mean the complete end of the United States missile defense program. You know, saying, for example, that they could put these missiles and radars onto warships or in other areas. So some note of caution from the Russians, but generally, certainly from this ambassador, welcoming the decision.
Now, the Bush administration had said for a long time that this missile shield was about protecting Europe and our allies from Iran and from potentially belligerent countries in the Middle East, not protecting us from Russia. But the Russians never really bought it. But this was a major concession by the United States. What do we expect to get in kind from the Russians for this warming of relations here?
Well, you know, obviously that is absolutely the key question. And at the moment, to be honest, we're really not sure. But certainly people here understand that more cooperation with the United States from Russia is expected, in particular on the issue. At the moment, they're in the middle of very intensive negotiations to try and reduce the stockpiles of nuclear weapons on both sides, trying to renew the so-called START Treaty. And there's a very close deadline on that. And the deadline is December, so just another few months to go. And Russia's been dragging its heels on this issue because of the missile defense shield.
All right.
So
well,
I think there's a big expectation that that issue will move on more quickly now.
Well, now the missile defense shield appears to be off the table. The Obama administration announcing it will not build a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. Richard Galpin, BBC correspondent in Moscow, joining us to give us the latest reaction from the Russians. Richard, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.